Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. And my friend today is Martita. Hi, Martita. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing great, too. We always, talk back and forth, but we never really mention Mark. Mark is our production director. He's here with us today, and we just want to say hey to Mark. Man, we're so glad to have you on the program.
Hey, everybody. Glad to be here.
Because he's hidden behind the scenes, but he does all of the things that we can't do, and it's amazing.
Definitely that I can do.
So we just are so glad that you guys also are behind the scenes joining us. We can't see you, but we'd love to talk to you. You can always reach us at ourlighthouse.net. You can go on there, and you can also catch us at testimony@ourlighthouse.net. That's what I meant to say. So, just shoot us an email. We'd love to hear what's going on in your life. We'd love to hear testimonies, maybe topics that you would like to hear discussed on the radio, and we'll listen. So shoot us an email, and we would love to hear your words. So, Martita, we are going at it again. We've got another topic, another
day.
But
before we go there, as you said, testimonies, I have one.
All right, let's hear it.
I was going to work, and usually I'm there by 7:15, and this day I was running late, so I got to hear the program in the morning. When I turned it on, it was actually you and me talking, and as we were talking, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to me today.
Yeah, right.
I was like,
I'm ministering to myself.
Yes, I'm like, that's exactly what I needed today.
So that's so fun.
Yeah,
God. It's weird hearing yourself on the radio.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But it's funny when the Lord gives you something, then we record it, and then when it plays, it was what I needed on that particular day.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's my testimony.
That's good. No, I mean, and I hope that other people are feeling the same way, that they get ministered to. You know, if you miss a program, you can always go back and listen to it on the church website. At ourlighthouse.net, and just go to the Turn the Light On tab, and you can catch everything right there. So, hey, let's jump into our topic for the day.
Yes. So,
what do you got for us?
The other day, I don't know where I was, but, you know, somebody was talking, and all of a sudden this verse came up, and it was like lights went around it, and it was, okay, Lord, you're talking to me.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yes.
You know, everything's like,
oh,
lighting
my gosh.
Up and
yes, and then the next day it just kept popping up, and I thought, I need to
dig
into it. Yeah, it was the Lord speaking to me. So, James 4:8,
yep.
New Living Translation. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world.
Nice.
Can you read it in the NIV?
Sure. Here we go. It says, come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Okay, so yeah, I like that correlation there between God and the world and being double-minded. You know?
Yeah, and the world refers to the world system, the philosophies, beliefs, desires, values. The world goes on the opposite direction of God. It says, you don't need God. You're your own God. You know, and we're bombarded with that every day.
Every day.
Every day. So even though we don't mean to, it's just the radio, the work, the stores. You see the drivers yelling at each other. I was at the store the other day, and it blew up. Two customers screaming at each other. It got so bad, I pulled back, and I just started praying in the spirit. It was ugly, and all because somebody went in front of the other person.
Right.
And they were cursing at each other. And so we're bombarded with this daily.
Man, that was like the story of my life in the school lunch line. It's like everybody would cut you.
And it happens
Sure.
I mean,
I'm always like, man, if you're in that big a hurry, it's okay. Go ahead, relax.
It was. So that's what, you know, we need to get close to God.
Sure. So what is the topic today?
Come close to God and God will come close to you.
Wow, that's really good. So how do we, those of us who are, you know, listening out there, how do we come close to God?
Yes, but
how
I want to
get close to God.
But I want to be specific about something. We're talking about relationship here, not salvation.
Right.
So the things that we're going to talk about mainly is you're already saved.
Right.
But I want to get closer to the Lord. Right.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
So we're not talking about things that might hinder you from being saved, or we're not setting up a list of rules and regulations and religious practices for you to undergo to actually be okay with God.
Exactly.
We're trying to look at ways we can get closer to Him and spend more time and more intimacy and things like that.
Just like if I meet you for the first time and I don't know you, what are things that I can do to get to know you better and help our relationship grow?
Right.
So that's what we're talking about.
So if that's the case, then what do we actually need to do to be saved?
Okay. You know? So salvation is coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Right. We all have sin. We all fall short. Jesus came. He died on the cross for us. He shed His blood. We need to believe that He came down from heaven. He was born of a virgin mother. He lived a perfect life. He was dead on the cross, sacrificed His life. He resurrected 3 days later. Yeah. He went to heaven. We need to believe in that and say, Lord, I believe in You that You did that, and I accept that gift
finished
of salvation.
Work of the cross is the way I like to say it.
Yes. So that's done. We believe. We're saved.
Right. So now how do we get closer to God?
Now that's where we
believed. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. I'm living my life now with God in a relationship with Him. But I still, you know, I've been in relationships and not been close with people.
So let's start there.
How do we get into that?
Let me start with call upon His name. And Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to Me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. We need to call upon His name.
That's good.
You know, and talk to Him.
And that is a part of salvation, actually.
Yes.
But we need to continually call on His name every day. After we call on His name the first time, He's still looking for us to...
to call upon Him.
Like, you know, if I'm going to be friends with you, there's times when I go, hey, Martita.
Yes.
That's calling on Your name.
Yes.
And so God's waiting for us.
That's right. In Acts 2:21, it says, ask Me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come.
Wow.
Well, how is He going to tell you if you don't sit and listen?
Right.
You know?
So God can't speak to us if we don't take the opportunity and give Him the opportunity.
So that brings us to...
That's really good.
We need to purposely make time to spend with Him.
You know what I call that? When we actually purposely make time for the Lord, I call that seeking first the kingdom of God.
Amen for that.
And His righteousness.
Yes.
You know, Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you. You know, so many times we're going through life and we're trying to figure out how to get all the things added to us. And then when we're done at the end of the day, we're like, oh, you know, now I'm going to go seek the Lord.
When we're exhausted, burned out.
Exactly.
You know, instead of starting with that, like in Psalms 105:4 says, seek the Lord and His strength and His face evermore.
Ooh.
Seek Him, and then you get the strength from Him and the peace. If first thing in the morning, before you get out of bed, you just say, good morning, Lord. I just want to be connected to You and connect to Him right there. It changes your whole world.
Well, I look at that and I say, so how do I seek Him? And that's, you just answered that question. You purposely make time to spend with the Lord. You know, and it's not just in the morning. I want to spend time with God all day long.
Yes.
I want to include Him in everything that I'm doing. I want Him to be part of the process of me doing life with Him, not for Him, not on occasionally I'm going to allow God into my life. No, how do I live my life fully and completely immersed in God and myself and everything that's happening to me all at the same time.
So a lot of people say, but I don't have the time. Look, talk to him all the time. When you're taking a shower, talk to him. When you're cooking breakfast, talk to him. Put worship music on in the background or put a teaching on so you can listen to it. When you're driving, either turn some worship on or a teaching or turn the radio off and just talk to the Lord.
Just talk to him. We don't do that enough,
you know,
as believers.
And it is in the beginning.
In some ways,
we
think we're crazy. You know?
In the beginning, when I started turning the radio off, I thought it was kind of awkward. It was so silent. Right. But then I just started talking with him.
Right.
And in the beginning, I mean, I was talking out loud.
You feel weird at first.
And I'm thinking, what are people going to say? And you know what? Now with people talking all the time because their phone is connected to their earbuds, they don't think anything. So now I have a full conversation with him. I don't turn the radio on. I'm like, what do you think about this?
Right.
And now I include him. What do you think, Lord? What do you want to do? How do you feel about this? Are you having a good day? I mean, I talk to him like I talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's make it real.
You know, when we're trying to purposely make time to spend with the Lord, I think Jesus is our best example.
Yes, he is.
You know what I mean? Even though he left heaven to come down, fulfill the requirement of the law for our salvation and to do all that, while here he made sure that he separated himself, that he made time to spend time alone with the Father, and he stayed connected to the Lord the entire time that he was here, to the point where he even said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We are so interconnected.
Yes.
That you can't even look at me and not see him. So what if we got to that place with Jesus in our lives as believers, and we said, if you see me, you're seeing Jesus. Now, I'm going to be straight up honest with you right now. There are a lot of times in my life that people will look at me and they're not seeing any Jesus at all. Mm-hmm.
I'm
the pastor.
Yeah. Yep.
But this is the goal.
Yes.
The goal would be that we would be such a reflection of Christ in our lives that when people see us, they see him.
And let's prove this.
I've had it.
Let's go to Luke 6:12.
Okay.
Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God. Now, when he was walking here, he was walking as a human. He got tired and hungry just like us.
His body would fatigue.
He did service all day. He ministered all day. But he made sure to go out by himself, spend time with the Father, because that's where he got his strength.
Yeah.
His peace.
So good.
And he was able to do what the Father wanted to do. He needed time to listen to the Father and have communication with him.
So I think what I'm hearing you say is that we have to separate ourselves and take time alone with the Lord.
Yes.
You know, you may ask, well, sure, you know, I'll separate some time to be with the Lord, but then what?
What do I do?
Yeah. What do I do? What do I say?
Be honest with him. Share your day. Ask him. Pray. Intercede. But this is not about just begging. Start speaking the word. And you know what? In a two-way conversation, you listen. You talk.
But then you listen.
But you listen.
That's really good.
And now you'll say, does he talk to you out loud? Not necessarily. It could be through your thoughts.
It's in your heart.
In the heart. Mm-hmm. You get the feel of the peace. And then you start thinking these things, and you know he's talking to you, and you can ask questions, and he will answer you. And you'll know because it's peaceful. Because a lot of people say, well, how do you know it's him? Well, if I'm talking to him, he's going to answer me.
Right.
He's my dad.
Sure. That's so good.
I have to believe by faith. This is all by faith.
Yeah.
I have to believe by faith that when I talk to my Father, he answers me. And I hear his voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice. If I belong to him, I will hear his voice.
Yeah. And we all know that the more quality time you spend with somebody, the closer you get to them.
Yes.
That's just the fact. So let's be real. You can sit next to a person and not say two words to them.
That's right.
The whole way. I've ridden in the car with someone and just silence.
Or they can be talking and you don't hear a word they're saying.
Right. You're not paying attention. I'm guilty.
So what charged. I'm saying is be present.
That happened to me this morning, actually. My wife was telling me this whole thing, and I was on the computer, and I was looking at some stuff, and she's like, did you just hear anything that I said? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I did not. I was in my own little world doing my own little things, and I'm nodding. You know, it's like there's a movie that was called Click with Adam Sandler in it. I don't know if you ever saw it, where he had the remote. Yes. And he's trying to fast forward through all the things in life. And, you know, like he put it to auto respond to fast forward through fights and all this stuff. Well, he ended up at the end of his life almost instantaneously realizing that he hadn't spent any time with anybody because everything was conflict and everything was something that he really didn't want to go through it at a certain point.
He missed life.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is be present.
Yeah.
Not just with God, but with everybody.
Right.
When somebody's speaking to you, put the phone down. Stop reading the texts or the emails on your watch.
Right.
And actually listen to the other person. That person is worth your time.
Absolutely.
Jesus is worth your time. So turn everything off and pay attention to the Lord.
So we're talking about coming close to God and He'll yes. come close to you. So how about reading the Word?
Oh my gosh.
Come on, let's talk about the Bible for a minute.
Yes.
We have got to get to a place in our lives where the Word of God becomes a priority to us as a believer, you know? Every relationship takes time.
Yes.
You know, it takes time. Each person is expressing who they are by talking, spending time together. But when we read the Bible, Martita, what happens?
We get to know who God the Father is, who Jesus Christ is, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We learn how to have a relationship with each one of them. We learn their personality, their character. They, in the Bible, they're sharing who they are with us.
Yeah.
You know, they're telling us, this is who I am. I want to get to know you. They know us.
Right.
Now they're opening themselves to us.
Yeah, so good.
So then we can get to know them.
You know, I love Matthew 13:45-46 says, seek him, you know, like treasure. It says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls.
Yes.
You know, when he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything that he had, and he bought it. We've got to get to this place where our relationship with God is so precious and so valuable. I think we overlook it. I do. I'll admit it, that I've let so many times the world's, you know, situations and circumstances. And, you know, we originally said there in James that we're battling between, you know, our relationship with God and our relationship with the world. And I've let the world in. I've let the world take priority. But we've got to find ourselves in a place of continual correction, you know, yes. because we're going to slip. We're going to fall into these little traps that the enemy sets for us. And we're going to, you know, want to do the right thing and not do the right thing many times. But, you know, we can spend the rest of our lives beating ourselves up for it, or we can just repent. We can tell God we're sorry, and we can keep moving forward in the kingdom and seeking Him first in the Word.
What I want to encourage you is to fall in love with the Lord. You know, when you're dating somebody and you fall in love with somebody,
right.
and your eyes are only on that person, and
right.
and you want to hear every word they have, everything else falls. You know, it's not the I have to. I want to be with this person.
Right.
I want to share my time with this person. It means the world to me.
Yeah.
Falling in love with Jesus will do that for you. You know, it's just, you want to. It's not the I have to. I want it.
You know what you call that, right? It's wholehearted.
Yes.
You're wholehearted. In Jeremiah 29:13, it says, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you'll find me.
Yes.
And that's what I think you're trying to describe there, is that we need to be wholeheartedly seeking the Lord, seeking after Him, running after Him, wanting to have that relationship.
The truth is, we give God for granted.
We do.
If we really realize that the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the mighty God, gave His life so we can have a relationship with the Father.
Right.
That the one that is there for us all the time, that has our backs no matter what, that no matter what we do, His love is unconditional. That He just wants an amazing relationship with us, that He wants the best for us. He wants to be there with us all the time. If we really look at that, there's nothing but to fall in love.
I mean, if a worldly king or a worldly president or a celebrity of great status showed up at your house and said, "Hey, I just want to hang out with you today. I want to talk to you."
You will feel like, wow, I am that valuable to you.
You would drop everything.
Exactly. And the King of Kings wants to be with us.
Yes.
It's like, drop everything. But that's the thing. We give them for granted.
We do.
We need to really,
so true,
really realize who He really is and what He does. He did, and He keeps doing daily for us.
Sure.
He's amazing.
And we can discover that in the Bible. We can discover His heart for us, what His plans are for us, what His purpose is for our lives as we begin to dig into the Bible. And, you know, we have to meditate on the Word.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times the word meditation has gotten a bad connotation through the New Age movement and om and this and that, and I'm gonna channel or do all this stuff. But you know, true meditation is simply focus.
Yes,
I'm gonna meditate on His Word day and night.
I love Joshua 1:8.
Uh-huh.
"This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success."
Come on, man.
You know, in this case, we're saying this book of Jesus, which is the Bible, don't let it depart from your mouth.
Yeah.
Meditate day and night, and you will be transformed.
Sure.
From inside out.
Wow.
The Word is powerful, it's life, and it's spirit. The more you get into the Word, the more you personally will be transformed. And it's not the, "Oh my gosh, I got to do this and that." It will, the Holy Spirit from inside will just start to transform you. And before you know it, you will be acting differently. You will feel differently. You will be a different person.
You'll be close to God.
Yes, because you will become more like Him.
Yes. So good. So good. I love this stuff. So guys, we hope you're enjoying our topic today, and that is, you know, getting close to God, and then He'll get close to you. How do we do that? Through His Word. We just look through all of the different things that we've been talking about today.
Seek first,
you know,
the kingdom of God.
Seeking first.
Meditate
calling
on
His
Word.
Name.
Spend quality time with Him.
Yeah. It's powerful when we begin to do these things and activate the life of God. Really, we're activating the life of God into our life. So
amen for that, brother.
I hope you're enjoying this. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. We're so gracious to have them.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So glad that you joined us today for the program. What a great topic. I mean, we've just scratched the surface on it. So, Martita, we're going to probably jump back on this. There's so many more things that we could talk about. So we're going to bring this topic through again for another program tomorrow. But as we close out the program, we've been talking about, you know, just meditating on the Word day and night and being in the Word. And you know, that is such a powerful way to do our life. I mean, Bibles are out there collecting dust, and they hold the key.
Yes.
To success in our lives.
Yes. So different ways, like if you don't have time to read it, you can listen to it. So when you're driving, just put the Word on and start listening to it. And then also dig into the Word.
Right.
In other words, go in and said, who are you talking to here? Why are you talking to them? What was going on at that time? So I can get a better understanding of what was happening. And then how can I apply that to my life today?
Right. So it's not just reading the Bible, but actually go back and study the Bible in some areas.
Again, everything is with a purpose.
Yeah.
We need to have a purpose. That's not just to say, well, I read the Bible, I read the Bible today. No, what about it? How can I apply it to today?
Yeah, how would I study it in more in depth? You know, what do I need to do? Look at, what would I look at, you know, in certain areas?
Yes. So you can go get a devotional. You can get books that would explain that easier for you. You can go to Bible studies or just meet with a friend over coffee. And start talking about a subject.
Yeah,
and
right. I like to break it down, you know, who, what, where,
exactly.
When you're saying that, you know, but it really is important.
Yes.
That we break it down and look at it with a little more detail sometimes.
Understand, like the Virgin Mary, how important was that she had to be a virgin to have Jesus?
Mission critical.
Yes. Those are things that we want to know.
Right.
Why do I believe this?
How does that tie in? And you go back to look at all the old prophecies in the Old Testament.
Exactly.
You know, it's all in there, guys. You just have to mine it out.
That will get us so much closer to the Lord.
Yes.
Because then we really get the meaning and the sacrifice and everything he's done.
And he tells you.
Yes.
God whispers so many things to me from the Word. I'm like, what about this, Lord? What is this? Show me something. And then boom, just something, a scripture reference, or, you know, he'll just come into my heart and speak, say, look up this, or, you know, study that. And it comes alive when God breathes on it.
It's revelation.
It is.
It's understanding. And he will give you wisdom and knowledge.
Well, guys, we hope you've enjoyed the program today. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow about, you know, getting close to God and him getting close to you.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.